See, St. Paul's book of Hebrews, everything is connected in the flesh and spirit of Jesus. So now Jesus talks about what is the task then. And this is a reading from our Holy Gospel according to St. Mark. Jesus said to his disciples, "Is a lamp brought to be placed under a bushel basket or under a bed? No, it is to be placed on a lampstand. For there is nothing hidden except to be made visible, nothing in secret except to come to light. And anyone who has ears, they ought to hear this." And he told them, "Take care what you hear. The measure with which you measure out will be measured to you. And still more will be given you. To the one who has, more will be given. For the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away." The Gospel of the Lord. John Bosco, not the stuff you mix to make chocolate, but St. John Bosco. And he was a recent saint, and his life spanned the 1800s, 1820 to 1880. And he was a guy who did all kinds of trades. He did all kinds of little stuff before he found a sponsor to help him become a priest. And the sponsor paid for him to go to seminary. And then, of course, when he went to seminary, he tried to work with all kids, young men and women. He was a great advocate, especially those who were on the streets and those struggling. And when he became a priest, he continued that work with young men and women. And he actually started, he'd get them and he'd get them together, do things with them, help them train them to be making shoes, publishing. He actually started publishing houses with the young kids and started a publishing printing plant with them. And he continued, he formed a group of men who formed this organization called the Salesians, and they're third largest missionary order in the world right now. All from John Bosco, his work with the kids, young men and women, and especially those at risk. So we have all this interconnectedness of John Bosco teaching young kids, trying to connect them with God. We have the first reading where Jesus is, where Hebrews is trying to connect us with the flesh and blood of Jesus, and the gospel of being the light to the world. Don't let your light hide in the back bushel. So I thought we'd do this morning, I'll say a few words, I'm going to sit down and play a meditation song. And during the song, I'll kind of encourage you to meditate on a certain aspect. But first of all, I want to wake you up by asking you a question. We are in the Oscar season right now. And in 1938, one of the pictures, the motion pictures, we received an Oscar award. 1938. You know which one it was? Some of you might have been there right at that time.
Gone with the Wind?
No, not Gone with the Wind. I'll give you a clue and you'll get it right away. Spencer Tracy won the award for that movie for the best actor that year. It's not helping. I'll give you another one.
Boys Town?
Ah, yes. Boys Town. He played a?
Priest.
Father?
Flanagan.
Big Irish name, Father Flanagan. Who established?
Boys
Town. The name of the movie, Boys Town. Which actually is a place now outside Omaha, Nebraska, that takes care of young children. And after that movie, the statue they erected in Boys Town was a man, or older man, young man, carrying a
child,
a boy, mm-hmm. carrying a boy, Boys Town, carrying a boy. And the song from that movie was, I don't know if it was that, but the song that came out after that movie was, He's my brother. So I think I'm pretty good this morning. So the idea of that whole movie was Father Flanagan went to a prison, and as he was working with young people in the prison, he discovered that they were all out of orphanages, and because of that, they never had a good growing up, and because of that, they went bad. And he said, there's no such thing as a bad young man. If I could just get them early on and get them in a place where they're supported and loved and cared about, they'd all be good. They could be good. So the movie established Boys Town. And of course, Mickey Rooney also was in that movie as a very young person. So what I'm going to do now is play a song, He and Him, He's My Brother. And just ask you to meditate in your own life of people who have lifted you up at times and carried you through hard times. And then also, maybe part of this meditation is just to think about the times Jesus has lifted you up. You know, He and Him, He's My Brother. Maybe there's times Christ had to lift you up and carry you through a patch of life that was pretty dire. And maybe that's happening right now for you. And we'll just meditate on that just for about a couple minutes, part of the song as I'm playing it.